You're like a less effective cow.
Me?
With your shit ass method.
Oh, my ass.
No, with your
In cow standards,
this
I'm
mic
really
is
not
so
effective.
Low, like if I do fart, it's going to be picked up like crazy. I might as well aim my asshole at the mic.
Good news, everybody. I've been recording for 20 seconds. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another Octavarius podcast.
God damn it.
Suckers. Let's go around the room, starting with myself. I am Tins.
I'm Mark.
I'm unfortunately Brian.
I'm Scott.
I'm LP.
I'm Castalvi.
So, welcome. Hopefully, you're hearing better sound than in the past. We are working with three microphones now.
It seems like every podcast I've ever listened to that I've listened to from the beginning, like, after episode 3, you can constantly hear them talk about, well, we've got better sound now.
Like, every
single one. Yeah, we're working the kinks out.
Oh, and the Scott introduced earlier is the Scott Danielson, who is the author of many of the posts on the website.
And One Letter Off Wednesday. He does a bunch of One Letter Off Wednesday
true.
Stuff.
You may have seen it if you have ever been on Facebook in the past.
And friends with Scotty. Yeah. If you're not friends with him,
he's like, the guy you're mad at when you can't get it.
Yeah. Just go to Facebook and search for One Letter Off Wednesday.
There we go. Become and that's... that's the plug for the first minute and a half of the show. Did anyone bring our mailbag today?
I've got the letter.
Oh, great.
Good.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, why don't you open it on up? And
yeah, what does Robert Hughes say?
Who's it from, LB?
Well, you can see the return address.
Oh, okay.
It's from Robert Hughes from Bolingbrook, Illinois.
Wow.
And Robert asks, hey, I've been watching the Olympics. What's up? Do you like them or what?
He wrote that.
Yeah.
He seems like he doesn't really edit his letters to us.
No.
He never really puts much thought.
He just free writes, man. That's it.
Oh, he thought at least enough to ask the question.
At least he's writing in. Yeah, that's the good part.
Well, writing. I mean, it looks more like finger paint, but.
That's rude.
I wonder if Robert
don't
listens.
Rip on his handwriting.
Do you think Robert listens to this podcast yet?
Probably.
Surely, we would have heard from him.
Hang on one second. I want to talk about something because Mark just ripped on Robert's handwriting.
Okay.
My handwriting is not awesome. But
nor is mine.
But you know, do you judge people on their handwriting?
I do.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Here
because
we go.
When I was a kid, like all throughout school. I would do my homework, and my mother would rip up homework that was not neat. So, like, I would have to redo homework in like good handwriting.
She would rip it up.
She would literally rip it up. Me, like in fourth grade, she would be like, "This isn't good. Write it over."
Seems really traumatizing.
Yeah, and now I'm like handwriting. Now my handwriting gets a little sloppy, but when I'm on my game, I have very neat handwriting.
I can't imagine that happening to me. Someone would rip up my work in front of me.
Yeah. And now,
what did you do when that happened?
I would mostly
wrote it again.
I wrote it again.
This time better.
Yeah,
and so he knows what's good for him.
Now, like, and I've gotten I've gotten mostly at banks, which is weird. But I've gotten the compliment of like, "Oh, your handwriting looks like a girl wrote it." That's
it's
saying
the best compliment.
It's like a good. It's a good. I do judge because I'm like, what? Why are you writing like that? Come on.
Did you ever have handwriting grades when you were growing up?
Yeah, the Danelian handwriting book.
Wait, what? Is that a thing?
I'm talking about it, like my report card said handwriting, C-.
I do remember that. It's something that they never had assignments for, but they always gave you a quarterly grade.
I had handwriting.
Yeah, I had we had a book. Yeah, we had a book where you had to write cursive.
They still do handwriting. My girlfriend, Amy, which you guys know, Amy substitute teaches for elementary school kids, and they're still doing handwriting, especially cursive, still. Which I gotta say, besides signing my name, I don't really use.
Soon to be obsolete with technology coming into the world.
Well, we're still not at eat up Martha level yet.
But that's a Simpsons reference. Yeah. It's a very obscure Simpsons reference. I believe it's season 4.
Yeah.
Do you guys use cursive at all? Do you ever handwrite notes or anything anymore?
No, I just my signature. And even my signature is not actually cursive.
Has anyone gotten to the point where they've, for whatever reason, they've either had to or just happened to be writing like a sentence or two in cursive, and you realize like you forgot how to write like a lowercase J or something? Like
I was
that.
Just gonna say J is not a hard one. Capital
people,
J.
Most people have trouble J's. With the F because the F looks the least...
gibberish.
Yeah, the F looks
Z is gibberish too.
Z I can get lowercase, and I think I can do an uppercase Z. I don't know if I can do an F anymore, like an uppercase. Oh, yeah, maybe I can.
I remember F and T are real similar, aren't they? Like, there's an extra swoopy for...
There's a swoopy.
There's a swoopy.
I wouldn't say T, but I would say...
A capital T.
Yeah, capital letters. I remember a very slight difference between F and T.
The lowercase F is the one that looks the least like the letter.
It looks like 100 and what is it? Is that remember, you guys ever have like I had a Transformers camera when I was growing up and used like 120 millimeter film. Uh-huh. This is the most stupidest reference.
It's already out there.
That's about the same, man. Yeah.
That's huge film.
It almost I think it was 120 millimeter.
That's
but
that's a tenth of a meter. That's 10 centimeters of film. is your camera the size
the
of
point
a
point trying to
the point of trying to actually take still photos in IMAX.
I swear to God it was called, like, this is how fucking... The point I'm trying to make is if you took the container that the film came in and turned it sideways, it looked like a cursive F. Let's move on.
Right over my head.
Right over.
You know what? Somebody's gonna get that and they'll care. But
yeah, I know. That's huge. It's way too big for a camera.
That's our fan in Richmond, Texas.
He'll get to Robert Hughes.
I had to haul it around in a dolly.
It's like watching that Kenneth Branagh Hamlet and then another Kenneth Branagh Hamlet right next to each other.
This is clearly the obscure reference podcast we're trying to make.
The Kenneth
That's
Branagh
three
Hamlet,
so
I believe,
far.
Was filmed on 70 millimeter film.
Good work, Mark.
Yeah, you're right. It was 70 millimeter. I can't believe you know that.
So obscure.
My English teacher in high school, like that, he kept saying, like, that's what made it the best film rendition of Hamlet.
Because it was filmed in 70 millimeter?
Yeah, he was like, it's so good they can't even put it on DVD yet. Because it's big. they fixed that since.
Well, thank God.
I wonder what made them decide like 70 millimeter was the way to go, because they didn't want to go all the way to IMAX, but they wanted to like get better than 35.
This was years ago, though, right?
Did anybody see 8 millimeter?
Yes.
No.
With Nicolas Cage.
No,
yeah.
It looked too small.
It's snuff film.
Too small of a millimeter rating. You need at least 100 millimeters.
It's awesome.
I'm amazed Scott even
Joaquin
saw it
Phoenix.
Because Scott operates at 140.
I do. I'm willing to shrink down to 8 millimeter if it's about snuff.
Oh,
okay. Joaquin Phoenix plays the porn shop.
And James Gandolfini's in it?
Yes. Yeah.
And Peter Stormare, who's one of
I love Peter Stormare.
I like
that's another.
I like his last name because it's Storm Air.
That's almost as cool of a name as Rip Torn.
Rip
He's
Torn.
A present tense of a verb and then a past tense of a
he
similar.
He just
verb.
Got arrested for robbery, didn't he?
Yeah. Did he?
Well,
yeah.
What?
Yeah,
the fuck you been, dude?
Torn? I don't follow RipTorn everything.com.
Check out RipTorn everything.com.
You don't have to. It's just Twitter at RipTorn.
let me
I'm getting arrested.
This was in the news. This was a major news story. RipTorn got ripped. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
He got very drunk. And late on a like Friday night, he drunkenly broke into a bank and had a loaded gun.
Did the gun shoot confetti?
I think
I'm thinking of Rip Taylor. I asked you a question. Did the gun shoot confetti?
As a matter of fact, it did.
Oh my God, I'm robbing a bank. Oh my God. You know what? This story's not interesting to me anymore because for whatever reason, I had Rip Taylor in my head the whole
Hello,
time.
Hello!
What do I care about Rip Torn?
In Men in Black.
Yeah, it's Rip Torn.
I know he was
Zed
in
Men in Black.
I know who he is.
Are you sure?
Now.
Did the gun have confetti?
But
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger.
You don't know him as his. You don't know him as his original name, Elmore Rual Torn Jr.
Beep, beep, boop, boop. Mark, that must be from the Rip Torn RSS or RSSP
or Rip Torn Everything.com.
Already googled. So oh. I know if that doesn't exist, I'm buying it before we release this podcast.
Go Daddy.
GoDaddy.com.
Go Daddy.
I don't understand GoDaddy's marketing, which is just, well, okay.
Tits and ass.
It's not fair. Maybe I understand way too well GoDaddy's entire marketing scheme.
Yeah, there's no, they're not being subtle. I mean,
here's some titties. Register your domain.
Yeah,
girl.
And it so doesn't make sense. But fuck, I use GoDaddy all the time. That's all I use.
Turtleshell.com.
And they sponsor. And they sponsor podcasts like no one else I've ever seen. Like they sponsor podcasts all the time.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, hey. How do we get them to do
that?
By the
way, I love GoDaddy. Way to go, GoDaddy. I gave it a thumbs up.
They're
like on par with Audible as far as sponsoring.
Yeah, Netflix does a lot of podcasts.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I do. I all the domains that I currently own are with them, and that's because way more than I care to admit.
Wow.
Because boobs and Danica Patrick.
Boobs. Boobs. Boobs.
How spooky.
Spooky titties.
That is incomprehensibly dumb.
Would
you're
that
welcome.
Be breasts
you're
with sheets over with eye holes?
You look but don't touch. Intangible.
Intangible.
Yeah, there's enough of that.
Yeah, I could do it all day.
So, LP, you were watching Lady Hockey today.
Yeah, yeah. And,
well, that's right, Ray Robert.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so, just like Robert was asking.
About the Olympics. I didn't know that Lady Hockey was a thing. And I was watching it with Steph's girlfriend, Carolyn, and I was...
Is it called Lady Hockey?
I just called it Lady Hockey.
It's like female hockey, I guess.
Well, it's,
right?
Well, what else are you going to call it? It's
lady hockey. Women's hockey, probably.
Women's hockey.
No, Lady Hockey is way funny.
Lady Hockey.
And, like... I was watching Canada play, was it Switzerland?
Yeah, it was Switzerland.
And these girls can dominate, man. Like, they can cut, they can, like, they skate, they just fly down the ice like nothing. I was having so much fun watching them. One of the coaches was terrifying to look at. It was like...
Was it a man?
No, it was a woman, and she looked like Rip Torn with blonde hair, now that I think about it.
Do you mean Best Supporting Actor nominee Rip Torn?
God damn it. Still Mark. Have this page.
God damn it.
For his Rip work Torn in the everything. 1983 film Cross Creek. Probably
anyway.
Available on Netflix.
You know,
should sponsor this podcast.
You know, Mark, he's from Chicago as well. Do you know that one? He's also featured in the book Working by Studs Terkel.
Look,
I use
I've
that
only...
with my fucking brain.
Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Eat a dick, Mark.
B-Wo brain activate.
Google B-Wo's brain.
That's what?
There's
sorry.
No end.
So these girls are like just Canadian lady hockey team are scoring at will. Like, they are just going nuts. Like,
yeah, like, versus Switzerland, they might as well be playing against a team of cardboard cutouts.
Which led me to believe that they could play against, like, maybe one of the I'm sorry. They could play against, like, some of the worst teams in the NHL and, like
I don't know
hang
about
with them.
That.
But, yeah, Carolyn brought up that they're the size disadvantage. But they're fast,
I
man.
Bet,
they're real fast.
They're,
can you imagine?
They're pretty fast. You know, I would say that they could play against some of the better teams in the AHL. The minor league hockey team that or the minor league
why
hockey
trying to keep
league?
Women down, man.
I just want to watch.
I watch a lot of hockey, and I just really believe that they could compete in the AHL, which is a high quality league with the Chicago Wolves.
Chicago Wolves.
Skates. Yeah.
Let's see the fucking Wolves play against a female team that'll fight breaks.
They also
beating the shit out of this girl.
They also
sounds
have the
like
Manitoba
Andy
Moose.
Kaufman.
They're great teams in the AHL, but
Manitoba Moose.
Ooh, Moose.
Yeah, and
a moose.
Two guys from the Rockford hockey team, which is an AHL team now. They're the minor league hockey team for the Blackhawks.
Oh yeah.
And two of them were called up on Saturday because Sunday because the Hawks had a bunch of guys injured and they're sending a bunch of dudes to the Olympics because they're really good. And they had two dudes from Rockford. And I believe that one of them had two assists and the other had a goal.
Sweet.
So, you know, they can play in the NHL. It's a serious league, man. But yeah, I believe that the Canadian ladies could probably take on some AHL teams. They're pretty good.
And then we were also watching cross country skiing, which is like the most boring thing in the world.
My dad will hate hearing that.
Did you guys ever see the skiing where they ski but they have a rifle?
The biathlon.
It's a biathlon. Yeah.
I didn't see it, but I found out yesterday that that's what a biathlon was, and I could not believe it.
It was on Sunday afternoon.
Cross country skiing.
They have to shoot while they're skiing.
Yeah.
No,
they stop.
They stop and shoot targets.
Then what's the point?
Yeah. They're hunting other humans.
The biathlon is not a training ground for James Bond villain.
Dude, how awesome would that be?
But
man?
I mean, this is the Olympics. I can cross country ski and then stop and shoot some targets.
Right. Like, really? I'm not saying I couldn't do it.
Well, like, if you do a couple, like, 3-hour training sessions, I think you could do it fairly reasonably.
Yeah, but I want someone who's training years after year after year.
Yeah,
to
so they
ski
can cross country ski.
Down to targets.
What kind of guns do you think they give them?
Those are clearly Uzi. He thinks Uzi.
Well, this is my Olympics that I'm talking about.
I was watching
the LP Olympics.
Women's moguls
best
the other day. And I don't remember her name, but she won the first USA gold medal this year. And I don't understand the scoring system.
For the moguls?
For anything, I guess. I mean, this is specifically what made me think about it. Okay, so there was, you know, an American that went down, and she did pretty well. And the American judge gave her a 4.5, and the German judge gave her a 4.3, and the Canadian judge...
This is out of 5?
Out of 5.
Okay.
And the Canadian judge gave her a 4.2. And then the Japanese judge gave him, like, a 2.3. And the Russians gave him, a 2.6. And then the woman that won the gold medal, the same exact thing happened, whereas the USA, Canada, and Germany gave him really high scores, and then Russia and Japan gave him, like, not even half. And it's like...
You know, they had problems with that in the Winter Olympics in 06, especially with the pairs, I believe it was ice dancing.
Wasn't that when there was, like, literal cheating, though?
Yeah, that was the Canadian team that got second place, but totally deserved first.
Yeah,
because the French judge, who I'll never forget, wore that crazy all fur coat outfit, and she had this big puffy fur hat.
Of course she did.
She was in cahoots with, I believe it was the Russians.
Hear me out, it was Russia.
This was a conspiracy. Yeah. You can look this up with your Google machines. You
have. I want to look up the last time somebody used the phrase "in cahoots" and meant it.
1904.
So, this French judge was in cahoots with, I believe, the Russians, and that, like, if she gave the Russian team a higher score than the second place team, which happened to be Canadians, then the Russians would score a French team of figure skaters higher, and they were teaming up. So it's very possible that the
this was
Japanese
the famous
and the Russians,
06
but
fix.
I mean, it's so obvious.
The 06 fix.
The 06
people
fix.
Go down and all
black skating.
4.5
skating
and above, and the two judges give them 2 points.
Yeah,
something.
It's super subjective. I actually have a major hard on for curling. I think curling's hilarious.
Got
you
big old
hard
curling
on
boner.
You know,
so rock hard, like curling rock.
You know how I got into curling? I shit you not. This is how I got into curling.
Here we go.
I think that's the first time in my entire life I've heard someone go, you know how I got into curling?
Well, you don't get to hear it that often because the Olympics happen once every 4 years. But, so maybe
it's
4 years from now you'll hear some shit.
Curling
but,
is the Summer Olympics thing?
But, no, curling's Winter Olympics.
Isn't
it's coming up.
Every 2 years?
It's coming up. We'll be...
They alternate
no,
every
it's
two
every
years.
4 years. 2 years...
Oh, right. Okay, whatever.
So,
World Cup is 2 years.
So anyway... Curling would show always between 4 and 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. So whenever I was having dinner in 2006 during the Winter Olympics, I could turn on the television, curling's on. So I was able to like learn and watch and appreciate curling.
When do you discover that you have a natural curling talent?
I'm really good at curling.
Where is it? Like, do you go to clubs?
But
a curling club?
What in, There are curling clubs. But what an ultimate team sport. Because you have, like, the stone thrower.
It's bocce ball. It's ice bocce ball.
I'm imagining, but with brooms.
You're right, Scott.
I'm imagining a scenario in which, like, a kid just turned 16... and their dad says, "All right, you either need to get a job or you can try out for curling."
Dad, this is my life, man.
You know what's funny? It's like,
I got a curl.
I don't want your life of curling.
Look at the people on the curling teams in the Olympics. You will not see one of them out of shape. You will not see one of them like that are too old.
Ain't
or
nothing in
young.
The rule
like,
book what says a golden retriever can't be an Olympic curler.
Oof.
Air Bud Golden Curler?
That's IMDb.
No, Bud! No! I hear it might be.
Ouch! I feel good!
But yeah, give curling a chance, watch it. I get it.
It's bocce ball on ice.
Well,
pretending it's
I don't know what bocce ball is.
It's like Italian.
You throw a ball and you have to get it close to another ball.
There's a target.
It's like
right?
bags, man.
It's like shuffleboard.
Yeah, it's kind
shuffleboard.
Right?
I've never played shuffleboard.
Yeah,
man, shuffleboard rules.
Fucking that is tedious.
Somebody fucking explain to LP. There's a
curling
bullseye, and there's one guy that has. It does a big round stone that has a handle on it.
Yeah,
and one guy pushes it, and the other guy's brush to either speed it up or slow it down, because apparently that's what brushing ice does.
What it does is it clears away the imperfections in the ice to create a smoother surface, or they brush ice in front of it to slow it down, or they like where it's going and let it go that way. You can also change the angle by the way that you
can
brush.
You hit someone else's stone out?
Yes. Yeah.
Like bocce ball?
Yes.
Literally like bocce ball.
Yes, exactly like bocce ball.
This isn't a sport, man. This is not a sport. It's a game.
Watch it. You will get excited. Watch
I'm not
going
to get excited. I've seen it. I know what it is.
Watch it this year with me.
All right, we'll watch it. Better be better than the 06 fix of 06.
I'm sorry, Scott. What movie do you need to see now that the Winter Olympics
are I'm praying to God that it's on Netflix streaming. Is Cool Running.
It's on Tins' DVD collection.
Yeah, we own it. We also own Blake's
so
Gore, so we're set.
We're set. Okay. Don't worry.
If the world ends tomorrow, if Ragnarok comes.
Wow.
Do you
a Ragnarok
cool
reference,
running.
Dude. Fucking.
We also own Wild Dogs. So,
yeah, so there's the Winter Olympics trifecta.
But do you have, now do you have, what's that movie?
Miracle on
Topic.
Oh, Cutting Edge.
Cutting Edge.
I love the Cutting Edge, man.
We do not have the Cutting Edge.
I fucking
cutting
love
edge,
that movie.
That movie's crazy, yeah. That's a serious
Didn't we reference that like two podcasts ago?
We did.
I might have, because I used to watch
the
movie.
Is that the one
time.
That's like Die Hard and a hockey movie?
No, that's Sudden
Death.
Death.
Okay, what's the Cutting Edge?
Cutting Edge is a hockey player who gets an injury.
Isn't that hockey player the same dude that's in Burn Notice?
I don't know.
Well, why don't you use
take that Burn Notice?
I believe it's the same dude from Burn Notice.
Okay, well, this hockey player gets injured. He can't play hockey anymore.
I know.
So but he wants to be in the Olympics. So he does couples figure skating with a girl, and he must struggle to overcome his hockey skating.
Surprise, though.
Yeah.
They might fall in love.
Oh, yeah, they might bang.
No.
Did you guys hear the story about the, I believe it's the Chinese figure skating pair? There's a Chinese figure skating pair. It's a male-female pair, obviously, because that's the only thing. You can only have heterosexual pairs in figure skating. Because
this is
reason.
God's sport.
Yeah, I don't know why. But theoretically,
couldn't a male be gay and the female be straight?
Yes.
So it's not a heterosexual. It's just
it appears
it's heterogeneous, right? Wait, what movie did you say that guy was in?
Heterogeneous.
He's in the show Burn Notice.
Big word, man.
Obscure, but
edge.
I threw it down there. I can't find Cutting Edge, the film.
Anyways,
all right.
The Chinese pair that's in this year, the girl said that she would only participate in this year's Olympics if her partner proposed marriage to her.
Wow.
Wait, her skating partner or her?
Her skating partner.
Sounds like
he's just really not ready to commit.
Romantic yeah, comedy. It sounds like he's not ready to commit. But I, they're in the Olympics this year, so I'm assuming he proposed.
Look, honey, I don't know.
Be comfortable with that.
He wants to win the gold, the dropper. Oh no, my sympathy.
You know, I can't commit to anything serious in my life. I just work 14 hours a day as an Olympic figure skater.
What's the dude in Burn Notice in?
Jacob Burn Notice.
I don't know which character.
The guy you're talking about from Cutting Edge was in House. He was in...
It's not you. Fire in the Sky.
Mm. Fire in the Sky. I know that movie. That's the movie about getting abducted by aliens. With the anal probe.
That's right, there's an anal probe.
What?
With Robert...
Hughes.
No, it's got the dude that played T-1000.
Oh, yeah.
Jacob T-1000.
That's right.
Jacob P-T-1000.
No, but that, going back to what you were saying, Gustavi, about when do you realize that you have a natural knack for hurling ice down, or hurling
it's a
rock
stone. It's a stone.
Down ice. Is
with a hand.
Same thing with, like, the luge. Where do you wake up one day and go, you know what, I want to go 90 miles an hour on a sled.
Are we
going
to talk about this?
That's probably why.
Well, I'm not trying to get into that, but I'm just saying, any of those kind of weird
luge or
sports.
Skeleton
luge because it's just, there are people who love speed, you know, like race car drivers, they just fucking love to go really
fast.
Yes,
but why, like, those sports specifically?
There are also a lot of people that love sledding.
Like, if I love going really
I can
fast,
see
I'll get up a bunch of water slides.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I can see someone sledding and being like, well, yeah, if only this went faster, and then being like, holy shit, and then having, like, their street moving. Yeah.
You know what, let's take a water slide and freeze it.
You think maybe that's how people do get into it, is, like, somebody notices at Rainbow Falls, like,
Rainbow Falls.
Dude, you can water slide real fast. You should do this for a living.
Nah, I'm just.
No, I'm serious. I'm going to get a stopwatch. Let's see how fast you can water slide.
Yeah, you think? Okay. Let's go. Come on.
I read today. Today's February 15th. So it's been like 5 days since that loser died. Yeah. Right?
I just said we shouldn't talk.
Well,
we're gonna talk.
Well, here's the thing. Look, we can't ignore it. Here's the thing. The NBC.
Some responsibility.
As journalists.
The NBC president today finally said, you know, let's stop showing this guy dying on television.
Jacob NBC said that.
How did it fucking take 5 days? I still have not seen.
I wanted to see it when I heard about it. I looked for it. I couldn't find it.
To be honest, I have done my best to avoid it in every way possible. Whenever they talk about it, I change the channel because I don't want to see a man die.
Yeah, I don't want to see it either. Unfortunately, I've seen some pretty terrible pictures that are just
Yeah, I've done everything I can to avoid it because I think it's inappropriate. I think they should.
Where was he from? What country?
Georgia.
That's right.
Yeah, they only had eight Olympians, and now they have seven. They almost pulled out entirely.
That sucks.
Yeah, like, can you believe that? Like, you have
he died doing what he loved, and that's not a joke.
That's
but
true.
It sounds like it.
They were saying that he told his dad that he was afraid of the actual course.
There were a lot of people afraid of that course. It was a fast course.
Yeah.
Now I think you can top out somewhere around 150 kilometers per hour, which is somewhere around 90 something miles per hour.
Yeah.
You know, you can use your Google machines to do the math. Beep, on that.
Boop,
I refuse.
but yeah, like I just thought it was so odd that NBC waited till today to finally decide, no, we're not going to show this man's death over and over again.
Well, it happened 5 days ago, so they had 5 days to check it out, I guess.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm sorry. After day one, I'd be like, okay, I'm fine not showing this man dying anymore.
Yeah.
I wonder if, like, that brought more ratings, you know, like... Because I feel like that sort of video is perfect for the internet. Like, people that want to find it, that are, for whatever reason, curious.
Yeah.
Because, like, that...
I mean, as weird as it sounds, yes, I could understand there being
curiosity. I wanted to see it. Yeah. And so if it was on TV,
like,
I would have watched it once.
Throughout history, that's a, like... If you read, like, you know, say, like, an old Greek play, when a character dies, like, they die off stage because that was, you know, the morals of the situation. But right after that, like, a messenger comes in and describes in horrific detail how it happened.
Where are you getting your facts on this?
From my theater history class.
I took that class. Yeah. And I think they died on stage a bunch of times. Just thinking not of one
in Greek drama.
Right?
Oh, no, in Greek drama, they never die on
stage. Yeah, they never die on stage.
Never?
But then, like, someone will come in and be like, oh, and then he was fighting a hydra, and it ripped his limbs off.
I want to read that play.
Tossed him around.
I doubt that exists.
I shit you not, in many Greek drama, what they do is they will describe the death very elaborately. What was that one show they did at our college?
Phaedra.
Phaedra has a scene where they describe the death of this young guy that's kind of like a hero in the show, and they describe his death quite elaborately.
It goes on for a while
because you never see it because it's.
I guess that's just history. I mean, Greeks, that would be before the Greeks was the PBS, and then the Romans came along. That was the Fox, and they had people just dying in fucking gladiatorial arenas.
Yeah.
Because that's what people want, though. I think people want the violence. Want the gruesomeness.
Yeah,
the question
is, I
wonder what it would have been like for the Greeks to have never seen the violence but always heard about it. Maybe it was more titillating. I don't know.
There's violence around everywhere, I guess. They were more advanced than us.
Maybe. It depends.
The Greeks?
It depends.
They were more advanced than us.
These are Athenians. They're not
culturally
Spartans. You know, they're Athenians. They're not Spartans.
They're not Spartans.
You know?
And if we've learned anything from the movie 300, is that...
Which we've learned a lot.
I wonder how much Spartan theater there was. Like, what did the Spartans do?
It was all Jacob Spartan, the writer.
And he wrote some shitty plays.
Yeah, I'm thinking this one's going to be about, like, a big battle.
He wrote the ancient Spartan play Battlefield Earth,
which was later adapted into the '80s movie Beaches, I believe. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Is that a Bette Midler?
That is a Bette Midler. God, he's just throwing out all the obscure fucking cards today.
I would never call Bette Midler obscure.
Nowadays, you don't hear about her.
She has cross-market appeal. How often do you hear about Bette Midler?
She's
though?
Definitely not in our demographic. I would argue.
Not in our demographic.
No, that's what I'm saying.
But
so to us, I would argue that she is an obscure reference.
All right, I guess to us.
I hear more about curling than I do Bette Midler.
Man. Oh, man. She's a hip cat.
Speaking of out of our demographic.
I'd party with young Bette Midler.
LP, you would appreciate this.
Being Mexican.
No, really.
That's how all this starts, man.
No.
Noah, you'll appreciate this racial thing.
No, for seriousies.
Okay.
We were talking a couple podcasts ago about the group that you joined on Facebook, the group getting Betty White to host SNL.
Yeah.
That's big enough now.
That was like an
NPR News top story.
Yeah, she heard about it, and she said that she would be okay with it.
That's so awkward for SNL, though.
Wouldn't you be okay with it?
That's like if your friends like went up to some girl and were like, oh, I heard Tins likes you. Do you like him? And then she said, like, yeah, I'd go out with him. What does Tins do in that situation, then?
But at the same time, like, why wouldn't you want her on after all this publicity that's been
about
it, you know?
I wouldn't be surprised if someone in there...
Yeah, for SNL.
I mean, like, if they had smart marketing people, they would have started this.
Yeah. Now, I think I might have mentioned this on a few podcasts ago, and I've been talking about this for weeks. Like, I've been talking about it for a while. Anyway.
This Betty White thing?
Yeah, this Betty White thing. Because I don't know why...
Well,
why did it start?
She's got a good sense of humor, though. I mean, she's funny, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, but like, a lot of people are funny.
Bill Paxton. Bill Paxton.
Okay. All right. All I'm saying is, I had no idea. And I joined, like, I saw a friend of mine join, and there was only, like, 200 fans or whatever. And I joined just because I clicked whatever. And then I start getting all these updates, and they're all small. And then it starts getting bigger. And there was one post where there was only like 3 comments on that they did.
Yeah.
And I just posted, I asked, why are we doing this? And I got like maybe like 4 responses that were like, because she's been in the business for so long and blah, 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 and it would be awesome. And I'm like, I just don't care. Why? If you can put up so much effort for something, why to get Betty White?
I think it should be me. That'd be an achievement.
Yeah, that'd be
LP,
really cool.
No one would see that coming. Do you think, though, if and when they finally get her to host, you're going to feel
I'm gonna
like
watch
you were
it.
A part of history?
Yeah, I guess. But I'm going to
watch
this
first, like, two
got history? Yeah. Come on, guys. It's SNL. It's one episode.
But it's
yeah,
the
but
Betty
it's
White
go on
episode.
A DVD somewhere.
It's gonna, yeah,
yeah,
it's going to be on a DVD somewhere because
it's the one where she shows
enough of us dumbasses that are in the group are going to buy that fucking DVD. Because you're going to be like, I was a part
you're
of history.
You're aiding the problem. It's a problem. You're all bitching about the problem, but you're aiding the problem.
I'm not
yeah,
a fan, for the record. I'm not a fan.
I don't care. I'm
don't
a joiner.
Either.
You know what? I'm
but
also not a fan of
yeah, it's fun.
This
why
Pickle.
Are you anti-fun?
Can this fan, Pickle get more fans than Nickelback?
Now that I like.
That
I only want
that
to see,
I, like.
I want to see which can get more fans, the Twilight Pickle or the Nickelback.
Right now, Pickleback is kicking ass. That's what they're calling it,
Pickleback. That's right.
How many... Does anyone know the bar? Nickelback. Like how many Nickelback versus
Nickelback's at like 700,000 and Twilight.
Wait,
on,
really?
Twilight.
Oh,
at,
the pickle for Nickelback.
Yeah.
Pickle.
I know what is I'm asking what Nickelback is.
I know. No.
How many fans are for Nickelback?
Oh, actual Nickelback.
For actual Nickelback,
like six or seven. Probably.
No, fuck, dude. People like Nickelback.
You know what? Nickelback is really.
They've got more than two albums.
I hate them.
We may dislike Nickelback, but God, so many people. You know that's something that I do appreciate about us is that we watch things that we know that we don't like, but a lot of other people like. We've totally watched a bunch of Hannah Montana. We've watched, you know, High School Musical 3 while holding hands. We
even watched Bride Wars.
This is my first podcast,
Apple teenies.
By the way.
Tins, can you tell the story about if you like the Nickelback story that we had in the
pod
that one time?
The idea of me being a closeted Nickelback fan. Yes.
Terrible life to lead.
The idea is that I secretly like really love Nickelback. I forget who it was. I think it might have been Chris Bogue was saying he was at a place where there were people that he knew that just sit in their basement and listen to Nickelback with like candles lit.
You were
that
talking
is
about
a Chris Bogue star. That's
similar,
the people.
A similar instance with a Nickelback fan.
Yeah.
No, that was a Creed fan that you talked about.
Oh,
that was Creed.
Yeah. That's a Creed fan, which is about in the same echelon.
You know, I'd rather see this be against Creed.
So in looking for a Nickelback fan page, I accidentally put Nickelback in the name portion of Facebook. And now I'm finding people with the last name Nickelback.
Can you imagine if your last name was Nickelback?
It's Hamoda Prad Nickelback, Neo Nickelback, and Jopanif Nickelback.
Jopanif Nickelback.
Are they all like
do
like
they look
foreigners?
Like do they look like they're from
Because maybe
a certain...
it's Nickelback.
Man, I wish there was a Jacob Nickelback.
Yeah, no,
Just say Jacob. You see one. Okay. You all know.
Yeah. Oh, that is a Jacob Nickelback.
Oh,
it's all coming back.
But yeah, I think what I want to start doing with my life now is whenever Nickelback gets referenced, I want to like very subtly hint that I think they're all right.
Like, I don't think I told you guys
so
this.
Somebody
no,
said
this.
Oh,
did I?
Yeah,
it was like, yeah, we if a Nickelback song comes on the radio while we're driving, I'd be like, well, we can change it if you guys want. It's Nickelback, so I mean we can change it or not.
Nickelback sucks.
Yeah, I know. Most of their songs are pretty bad.
Most of their songs.
The hero can save us. I'm not gonna stand here.
No,
oh,
but I mean,
that's only Chad
I mean, seriously,
Kruger,
like, you know, if you look at their lyric sheets, like, you know, there are only a handful of songs that are, like, really good poetry.
Wait, okay.
Wait, what? Did you just call Nickelback's poetry?
No, I mean...
I almost like it better if everyone in the car is just silent while it goes explaining what he means by what he just said. But just trying to hide that he's a Nickelback fan at the same time.
But I want to start doing this with like people that don't know me as well.
There's so much potential for dance.
No, but if it's subtle enough, I don't think anyone's going to call me out on it. No, I don't
I would not hesitate at all.
Best case scenario, they think
you
like Nickelback.
Are you
worst case, you're a liar.
Well, no, I was in a car the other day with a Creed fan.
This is true.
And this is fact.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I was making fun of Creed while it was on, but then He said something along the lines of, yeah, I know, I like Creed, so whatever.
What?
And then I don't know why, but out of respect, I stopped making fun of Creed.
Oh, terrible.
No, I swear to God,
that's
Scott.
That's so embarrassing.
This guy, in his car, he played his music through like a flash drive plugged in.
Yeah.
So it was basically like an MP3 CD. There were like 150, 200 songs on it.
Sure.
We were in the car for like a half hour. And he was just shuffling here and there. I swear to God, I heard like 7 goddamn Creed songs in that car ride.
I would get out of the car.
He intentionally misdrove you so you could listen to Creed.
Oh my God, that's got
to
be it. Because he drove us miles,
to spite you,
miles out of our way because he couldn't get back onto Lakeshore Drive. He kept driving south until we got to Navy Pier.
Fucking
Creed
fans, man.
Here. We were.
Yeah, I would have gotten out of the car, like I said.
Yeah.
You hate Creed that much?
They're awful.
Yeah, I mean,
that's,
I hate
their
songs.
That's got
to
be.
Which is worse to you, Scotty D? Is it Creed or Nickelback?
Creed.
Really?
Yeah, no question.
Yeah,
you know
Creed,
why? Here's
I like
why.
Creed
because
they.
Why.
I
here's
can
why.
Do
here's
a really
why.
Good Creed impression.
Here's why.
And so how?
Because I really like to play poker. And you know there was that for a couple of years where poker was just everywhere.
Yeah, I still love
we
yeah,
should
yeah.
play some
poker.
Want,
Scott, I love yeah. poker. Let's
don't play some Scotty.
But
fuck
he,
this podcast.
What's the guy's name? That's the lead singer.
Scotty Creed.
He was on an episode of Celebrity Poker Showdown.
Oh God!
And he was drunk, and everyone around the table. I could be wrong about this. I want to say David Cross was at the table.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I remember that. And they got into a fight.
Yeah. And he's wearing like a shirt. Like he's got his shirt unbuttoned.
I hope he's wearing a
fucking
green t-shirt underneath.
Yeah, there's...
no, he can't be. Because
he
fought David. Comes up,
he fought David Cross.
Well, they like had a verbal battle. David Cross has this whole bit about it. It's great. And it actually happened.
Yeah.
Like it's fucking nuts, man.
That's awesome.
What's David Cross say?
Like he talks about how he's like he finds out that he's gonna be with Scott Stapp, and he's like, oh, all right, well, Creed sucks. And then I think Scott Stapp found out that because he had a Creed joke like about how much they suck, and then Scott Stapp went up to him and was like, hey, thanks for the words or something like that.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
Thanks for the words.
You just look it up. You'll find it on YouTube.
Okay,
come on, look it up. Use technology.
It's amazing.
And I'm not... The audience can't see a YouTube video.
I want to, though. So fucking do it.
So, I guess in conclusion, the Olympics are great.
We're talking about that again?
I have
fuck
a funny
dude. We're talking about Creed.
I have a funny anecdote that I thought of when we were talking about Lady Hockey. I played hockey when I was, I think, I want to say 10 and 11. I played for 2 years in Pee Wee Hockey League. We were terrible, you know.
I love playing.
I loved it too. I was horrible at it, but I liked playing it. And this one game a year, we played against the lady hockey team.
Oh, damn.
Oh, God.
But there wasn't enough girls of the same age to make a team.
Oh,
so they
man.
Let, it was like ages, I think girls hockey, like 12 to 20, playing a bunch of 10 year olds.
12 Whoa. To 20?
Years old.
Oh, my God.
I played
That's
right
not
wing.
Fair.
I played right wing, played and right the wing. Girl who played left wing was 6 feet too tall.
Oh my God.
So you won.
She was 18 years old. Okay.
And
so
you
that's,
were 10?
And I was 10. I, was,
oh,
I mean, I was
God.
A big
fair,
kid,
man. That's
but
not
I wasn't
fair.
6'2. Here's the kicker.
Here's the kicker.
We played, when we played other teams, we were allowed full body check. Now we were 10, but we still hit each other, you know? In this game, if we hit at one of the girls, we got a penalty. They had full body check.
Wow.
What?
I got knocked on my ass.
That's
so
not fair.
So much. It was terrible. My grandfather called me after he heard about it.
Oh, no.
And my dad told him that we played this woman hockey team and that this woman knocked me on my ass over and over. And my grandpa called me to make fun of me. I think that was the last year I played hockey.
Wow. Oh my God.
I think that would
what
tip the scales
story.
If the female hockey team then played male hockey.
Wait,
team
did you play
with
for
that
the Chargers, Rolling Meadows?
No, it was the Flames.
Oh.
Flames.
Oh. My brother was a Charger and they had the same fucking thing happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like a tradition for like 10-year olds to get beaten by ladies.
It was one of the worst days of my life.
Yeah, it's really terrible.
I have a similar story, but it's more fun for me because it was basketball. Like every year,
The girls' 8th grade team would play the boys' 8th grade basketball team. And we wanted to beat them so bad. Like, we just wanted to be mean. Because we were kids. We're in fucking 8th grade. And so much so that our coach was like, I don't think it's a good idea this year for the girls to play the guys. Because the guys just want to fucking kick the shit out of the girls. And they had it anyway. And we did just that. Except they did it too. Like, they scratched us and, like, Jesus. One of them bit me and slapped my glasses off my face. And I'm looking at the ref going, come on, ref, call something. And he's like, good, fuck you guys.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But we did annihilate them, though. Like, we just dominated them. But they still scratched me and bit me. It was not fun.
Women, am I
How
right,
How is there
fellas?
Biting in basketball? How can you
take
the
got
time?
Away with it, man.
You know, just, how can you just grab someone by the forearm?
I think
basketball?
It was a boxing out. A situation where I'm boxing out a girl.
Oh, and then she just quick takes a bite out of the back of your arm?
Yeah. Lawlessness.
Like right in the delt. It's crazy.
It's called offense, B-Wo.
That's what good people do to win games.
Come on, Stripes, call something. Like, it was just one of the players.
Did you
dad.
Call him Stripes? Because if you called me Stripes, I wouldn't call shit.
Hey, yeah. Stripes, pip, pip, let's go. Come on. What game you watching?
I love calling the refs.
How much you getting paid?
Like, Stripes. Hey, Stripes, come on, man.
Stripes, what up?
Look, I'm just volunteering here. My son's on the 7th grade
play,
team.
I can
fix his in, boys. Fix his in.
How much? How much do they pay you, Stripes? Come on.
It's $25.
Come on, Zebraman. Come on, Zebraman.
It's all in hot dog coupons. They gave me a gift certificate
for,
to Portillo's.
For youth soccer.
Oh, yeah? Oh, Jeff Barrios was, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's why we're so... alike.
Oh my God,
yeah, I was FIFA certified.
Congrats.
I was FIFA certified ref, man. I threw a parent out of a game once.
Oh my God. Sweet. BYU?
He was rowdy, man. He was a
rowdy parent.
You're out of here.
Hey,
get the fuck out of here.
I said to the coach, hey coach, you better control your spectator. You better control your spectator, or else it's you and him. Out of sight, out
get
of sound.
Get out of here, motherfucker.
And,
I'm not fucking kill
and
you
the,
again.
The parent, you know, was very upset that I warned the coach about him because he was just too rowdy. And the parent tried to get in my face.
Dude,
I said,
I'd take a run at you.
I
if I was that dad and drunk at my son's soccer game, I'd take a run at
you. Did you know,
how old are you, dude,
did
in
you
this
know,
story?
Did
how old
you
are
know,
you?
2 years after that day, actually this has no relation because of that day, but it is related otherwise. 2 years after that, a law was passed that if you hit an official at a youth sport game, it is equal to hitting a police officer in the eyes of the law.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Isn't that
good.
Crazy?
That's good.
Yeah.
Right.
It was, this is a couple years ago. They passed this. It was 2 years after
thing.
This incident. Yeah. If
because I was going to take a run at it.
Yeah.
Hypothetically.
If you ever take a run at any youth referee, because it is akin to hitting a police officer.
You know, I have no problem
in the
with
eyes
that.
Of the
like,
law.
I understand that, you know, people can view it as extreme. I have no problem with that because there's never a good reason to hit a youth referee.
If he's a fucking pissant little kid, I'm drunk at my son's game.
How old are you?
How old are you?
Certified.
You get your friend out of here.
I was 14.
Oh my God.
I had a fucking Zach Morris haircut with a wave. Man, if a 14-year-old Brian Wohl kicked me like a 38-year-old dad out of the game, I'd be like, who the fuck are you?
No. You know how much money I make?
You
know what I drive?
I am Matt Tins fucking Herzog.
So my son is
I
the so greatest soccer player.
I performed on the stages of Improv Olympic. Who the fuck do you think
so,
you
so
are?
This asshole, you know, starts to mouth off to me. And I was like, all right, man, you asked for it. So I took out my little red card, held it up, and I said, out of sight, out of sound, sir. Can I have your name?
What? Fucking down.
You had to take his name?
Yeah, I have to take his name down for the league.
Again.
I don't know if I can hit Brian.
Because if you're a parent... And you get two red cards in a year, you're banned for life.
Wow.
You know
how
what?
Embarrassing You're... slash yeah. no one would enforce that.
yeah.
Upon
yeah,
thinking.
Like, it was for real. Well, there were lifetime bans.
How would they ever enforce that, though? You can't possibly remember the dads. Like, years from then? I wouldn't remember a dad I threw out 3 years ago.
No,
I bet that dad would.
You write it down on the
card. Dude, the dad would.
You write down.
You'd be forever remembered as the guy who punched that 14-year-old.
The league keeps track of it.
Like, well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, if you go into it, like, if that dad comes back into the game, like, are people specifically looking for guys that they've kicked out?
Well, no, here, let me also tell you this. All right. I also had another job when I wasn't doing the games, when I wasn't refereeing games. I was what they called a senior referee, meaning I would patrol the fields and make sure that, like, everything was in good condition. I would help the referees if they needed anything. I would assist in any conflicts. Yeah, you're like the manager of the refs.
Okay.
It's just a bunch of Polish immigrants. Hans, come on, man. I do a good job.
Step it up. What have I told you?
Red card.
Yes, it's a
no.
Red card.
Goomba, no.
That's not even the right racial slur.
That's just his name, dude. It's just his name.
Jacob Goomba.
Yeah, that sounds very Polish. God damn it.
If they kicked the manager. Hold on. If they kicked a parent out, could their kid not play anymore?
No, the kid would be okay.
They would never punish the kid.
The parent just wouldn't be there.
He just has to wait in the bank.
Yes, that is exactly it. That's why you say out of sight, out of sound. So that means get in your fucking car and wait until the game's
over.
Let's
get in the car, you're drunk.
It's a van, let's not lie.
That's what it was.
It's like you sent the dad to timeout.
Yeah, you really did. But the kicker on this one is if a parent would get thrown out, the coach is the one that is responsible for the conduct of the spectators. So the coach also gets thrown out.
Well, you threw out a coach that day.
I had to because of the fucking parent. So the coach was like, God damn it, Rick, go home. You know?
Come on, Rick,
we go to church, man.
What was he mad about?
He thought that I was not calling the fouls that were on his child. There was light contact with his child, you know, like kids.
Well, how old are these kids that are playing soccer?
They're 9.
Okay.
They're 9.
Wow, how embarrassing to get thrown out of your 9-year-old kid.
More
embarrassing to be known as the dad who punched a 14-year-old.
You couldn't go to that school anymore. No. You'd have to move.
You couldn't show your face around that neighborhood ever.
That's like a big crime compounded on the crime that you're an official.
I had to throw this asshole out, and then the coach had to be thrown out too. Which sucked, and I was like, "I'm sorry, dude. Your parents.
Shit.
I told you to tell him to shut up. You didn't do it. He's gone, and so are you. You know. Yeah. I was furious.
They yelled at my bosses. I guess that puts you in charge.
They yelled at my bosses.
You can do this,
so
Timmy.
It was like such a conflict. But you know, like on the other side of it, when I played, I was very dirty. I was terrible. Like, I was really mean.
Oh my God.
I had a father once tell his son that his son had permission to hit me. And this is 14-year-old me being like, real classy, asshole. Real classy.
What about stripes? What game you watching? It's a good job, Brian. Good.
Me and LP would have been great on the same team.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if we had a shitty soccer team?
It would just be like slap shots.
It would be like
an intramural sports league among other improv groups or something.
There already are softball leagues all around Chicago.
I would do softball.
Jay Pitts is on a softball league with a bunch of people that he knows.
I was going to say soccer.
Kickball. I'd love to start it.
Or dodgeball would be awesome. Man.
Yeah.
I played in the, what year was it? The national tournament of dodgeball.
Yeah.
In what? Schaumburg.
Oh, I remember that.
The Daily Show was there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's what they were there for.
I played in that.
Awesome. Yeah. How'd you do?
We lost terribly. There was, speaking of bad play, there was so much cheating. The team that beat us the worst was like the champions from the year before. They were these guys that all they wore was they had no shirts on, and they wore like diapers, kind of like sumo thongs.
Yeah.
And they played real dirty. And like they would do things like the ref would award us the ball for a foul they committed. They would kick the ball like way over our heads, like, you know, third grade shit.
Yeah.
And the ref would be like, well, you got to go to the ball. Play continues.
You got to get the
like,
ball,
what
man.
The fuck, man? So we lost. But Stephen Colbert was there.
That's cool.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was over by Woodfield.
What great lessons we're learning about each other today.
I feel like we're sharing a lot more than we would.
It's good to see you guys. It really is. I haven't seen you guys in a while.
Thanks, guys.
I know. Super open. It's really fun that our, you know, another meeting between us is recorded for everybody.
How long is this one? Is this like 45 already?
Dude, it's already 55.
Oh, wow. Man.
Well, I hope that answered your question then, Robert.
Yeah, I feel like we can call out there. I hope so. That helped Robert out.
Fuck you,
know?
Robert.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Robert. Dude. Oh, Robert, no. I think you're great.
I bet your handwriting sucks, Robert.
I'm sure it's functional. The handwriting.
Right. Well, yeah, that just about covers it for today, I suppose. if anyone else has any questions that they would like to see us answer in a podcast, send it our way.
And sign it Robert Hughes.
Please. So that does it for us. Thank you for hanging on with us this long. We'll see you again next Monday. Have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everybody.
Bye!